In the year 2012, we entered into a time of the kingdom being made manifest on the earth. God has told me by the year 2027, we will see the generation that is completely blessed, unveiled, and uncovered. In the time until then, we have a significant period of harvest, and that means that the sons of God must be ready, financially and spiritually equipped to such an extent that they will be the leaders of the next generation. We are kingdom leaders placed in this exact moment of time to transform the seven mountains of society. We have been sent on assignment to be the leaders of the greatest move God has ever dealt. We set the tone. We change atmospheres. We are prophetic voices able to bring the wisdom and strategies of the ages stored up for a Joseph generation for the greatest wealth transfer the world will ever see. Are you a world changer? A kingdom influencer? I believe that we all are. But it's up to us to choose to make such an impact that we will create generational wealth and bring finance, leadership, and supernatural power and ability back to the true bride of Christ. And more importantly, represent the true ways of God to all creation as supernaturally manifested sons of Yahweh. I'm Kershon Joseph, and this is Heaven's Entrepreneurs.
Guys, welcome back to Heaven's Entrepreneurs TV. Oh my goodness, I'm beyond excited today. I'm always excited when the presence of God is here, but my goodness, guys, we have a phenomenal lineup for you today. Guys, I want to welcome Forum 12 to the table here, guys. We have Luke Ritchie, his wife Jennifer, Jason Flegel, and Sunny Gonzalez. Guys, these guys are beautiful, beautiful people. Their hearts are hearts of gold. But most importantly, right now, they are actually doing something so needed in the marketplace. Guys, they are literally pushing forward the Web 3.0 movement that's beginning. You know, we've been in the Web 1.0, let's say, when there was just emails and the whole developmental process of things. Then came in instant messaging, social media, and being able to make websites at ease, things like that. And now all of a sudden we have Web 3.0, where we have the monetization of the internet. We have NFTs, we have cryptos, we have the metaverse coming, we have augmented reality. That's something I'm really excited about. And guys, so what's coming up with this Web 3.0 summit that these guys are going to be hosting is that it's one of the first Christian kingdom entrepreneur summits that is going to be led in Oklahoma, I think it is, Tulsa. And guys, if you can make it out, guys, they're going to talk to you about it. They're going to let you know about it. All right, so before I introduce everybody to you, I'm just going to play a quick clip off them, and I'll see you guys in a second.
Christians, we spend our time debating pre-trib, post-trib, or squabbling over if Jesus ate meat or not. We need to refocus our attention. People will spend the rest of eternity in a never-ending hell while we are fighting, manipulating, and disarming fellow Christians over things that do not matter when compared to leading billions of souls to the kingdom of heaven. What happens when we throw our differences aside and work together with what God has given us? True power. The infighting stops, the heavens open up, and we coordinate faster than Jesus turning water into wine. Now that's a force to be reckoned with. Ready for battle, ready for glory. Christians were made to work together. Join us on January 25th, 2023 in Tulsa, Oklahoma for the first ever Christians in Web3 Summit. Learn from powerful speakers on how cutting-edge technology such as NFT, augmented reality, emerging tech, blockchain, marketing, and inspiration can impact the body of Christians and non-believers globally. The Christians in Web3 Summit is sponsored by Forum 12, a team of faith-based futurists with an apostolic mission to build the kingdom of God by positioning the church on the cutting edge of technology. We are bringing 1 billion people to Jesus by pioneering new ways to share the word through contextualizing Web3 tools to suit ministries and churches to help spread the gospel. Join Christians in Web3 Summit hosted by Forum 12. Claim your tickets now or online before they're all gone.
Guys, I'm going to start introducing the guys to you. As you can see, this is a big, big event, okay? So please get excited about it. The guys are going to talk to you about it in just a sec. Guys, please welcome Luke, Richie. How you doing, brother?
Good, awesome. Thank you.
It's such a pleasure to have you, my friend. And I was talking to the guys, saying to them right now that you're such a beautiful man, you know, such an integral heart that you have. And, you know, I just want to, before we talk to the other guys, I want you to just tell us about yourself. Tell us a little bit about your testimony and where all of this started for you.
Wow. I've got a wild testimony. I mean, I, you know, from a standpoint of technology, I've always been in tech. I always knew what I wanted to be. I was always going to be an entrepreneur. It was one of the, you know, the first words I learned to spell was entrepreneur. I'm like, how do I spell that? Cause that's what I'm going to be. You know, you look back, just how God was always guiding and like he was always in everything. But I really did live as an enemy of God my entire life. And I never doubted him though. I lived in this weird dichotomy of, you know, learning science and comp sci and physics and chemistry and a little bit of microbiology and just loving like learning about this creation. But honestly, you'd look at it and I'd go, oh, wow, you know, God did this. But never just had this connection. And in fact, because of the things that happened to me as a child, I was just incredibly sad, depressed, suicidal. I kind of lived a life to die. I mean, I call it a friendship with death. You know, I've since repented of that. In 2017, I got to a spot where, you know, my health had deteriorated, my neck, I'd broken it, crushed all the discs inside it. It was deteriorating. I was going to end up paraplegic. And God just started taking me through this process of, you know, not just miraculous healing, you know, with my body, but he took me through miraculous healing with my mind. And, you know, I don't always share every piece of my testimony, but I'm going to share this piece because, you know, I didn't have a sense of self-worth. So I hated myself, you know, everything that I did and the way I lived, the sins I had done, you know, I mean, the enemy just tricks you, you know, hey, if you live apart from God, you know, you can go do this. And really it's just, you know, making everything worse than when you live apart from God. And it was my birthday, January 7th, 2019. And I was about to go to bed and I was laying in bed and I got pulled out of my body and I was taken to a place and God, and it was, I was taken through my roof out above my house. Then, I mean, it was scary at first. And I ended up in a place standing on this ground. And I see up in the sky, this back of this head, and the clouds start to part and the light starts getting brighter. And I'm like, and I know who it is. I'm like, don't look at me. And I'm just like, full of shame. And I'm like, please, like, don't look at me. Like, I know who you are. And he said audibly 4 words to me. He said, I love you, Luke. And at that moment, all this light's hitting me and it's like coming through my hands and I'd fallen to my knees just because of the power of it. And then he speaks into my spirit and he says, and this is just a drip of my love. If I were to unleash all my love on you, it would kill you. And then I got a sense that like that love he has for me reaches like there's actually no end. Like when the Bible says there's no end to it, like it's limitless, like literally the love he has stretches for infinity. And I had this like welling sense in me, like an understanding of that infinite love. And then I realized he has that for everybody. It still took me 3 months to actually get to a spot of repentance. It was, I actually woke up from that and told my wife, I'm like, look, I'm going to divorce you because I don't need you anymore. I have self-worth. The God of the universe just told me he loves me. I mean, this is where my mind, like how broken my thinking was. And, it is completely messed up. Right. About 3 months later, he took me through another vision. And it was just, he just took me through my life. The revenge I'd put on people, the hurts I'd done to people, but especially my wife, like he'd taken me from day one. And so it was like a Scrooge movie almost. It was just over and over, waking visions of different moments, things I'd never remembered. Like, I don't have this good of a memory. And he just showed me my absolute total need for him. And 3 days later, I just laid on my face. My mom was in Israel. I was living in her basement because I was separated with my wife. And I just repented all night long. And I slept for about an hour and I woke up different. I woke up, I mean, I know exactly what being born again means. Colors were different. I had a love for people. Like, I'm just an inexpressible, like, change that occurred in me. And I call my wife and I'm like, hey, like, whether we're married, you know, 30 more days or 30 more years from this day forward, like till the end, I'm going to be kind to you. And she was like, it's not going to be 30 years. that's what she said. And I went and gave my, and God told me, like, and he was speaking really clearly during this first part. And he told me, he's like, go tell your sister what's happened. And my sister and I lived the same childhood, but we diverged in different ways. She dove into God, and she's also a founder of 4 and 12. And I just, you know, I went, did my whole thing, living as his enemy. But she was kind of dead in her faith. Like, she will just tell you, I was just waiting for heaven. And something happened when I told her my testimony. She was actually the only person who believed it, because it was just so wild too. Everybody just thought I'd had a mental break. And like, literally my oldest son's like, Dad, you know, don't be telling people this. Like, we just need to get you some help. I'm like, you don't understand. I don't need help. Like, Jesus has changed me. And then revival broke out in our whole family. And as a result of my background, God started dropping dreams, and, you know, the technologies we're working on, the things we're working on are just literally directly from dreams. I had the capacity to understand it, but I can't take any credit for any of the inventions, even the mathematics we put into the patents. All of it was from, like, direct download from God, in a series of dreams. So we're just doing the mission.
Yeah, that's fantastic. You know, it's kind of like testimony from the movie Fireproof. Don't know if you've watched that movie. It's just
beautiful. I've never seen it.
It's 40 days. They just go. I don't know if they fast during the time, but for 40 days, the guy ends up doing a list of things for his wife, you know, and rekindles the entire relationship. It's absolutely beautiful. Highly recommend it. So, you know what, my friend, such a testimony. I want to get your wife on here now. I want them to be able to just explain their testimonies as well and then talk about everything else. So, my friend, just going to get Jen on. How are you doing, Jen? Pleasure to have you.
Hello. Thank you. Thank you for having us.
See your wife. I see your husband is chasing you now, which is good.
Well, love and passion were never our problem.
That's it. So, guys, I see that God has given you this massive vision for Forum 12. Jen, just tell us a little bit about the experience that you've had in building this out and the impact it's had on your family and things like that as well.
Yeah, definitely. Well, just kind of picking up where Luke left off, 2019 is when, March of 2019, we were, as we like to say, ripped out of the mud, truly the darkness and things that we were in. It's heartbreaking to look back on, but you can't help but look at that and know what you got pulled out of to have a grateful heart for what the Lord has done. And in that process, as Luke said, this revival went through the family, a healing started happening with our children and us as a family, our nieces and nephew, and then COVID hit. And during COVID, you know, I try to be very sensitive to people's, you know, lives in that 2020, 2021 period. And we were very fortunate to have each other. And we did church as a family. We would meet at Carrie Brennan's house most of the time on Sundays. We would throw worship music on as loud as we can. We would watch service on the screen and have breakfast together and then just dialogue afterwards. And in one of these, you know, a multitude of these Sundays, you know, a real question hit, like, what do we do with this beautiful thing that the Lord has done for us, me individually, Luke, our family, how blessed we are to have this relationship with the Father, and what now, what can we do for people? So we start brainstorming ideas, you know, and in through this time period, Carrie started having visions, sharing with the family. Luke started having visions, sharing with the family. And then it would have been really in March of 2021 that they kind of coalesced. The Father crystallized all of these different pieces and components in the dreams of what he had for us. And that, you know, I feel like when we really took off. And so to answer the question of what it's been like, A, it's been very humbling, you know, to rely on each other. A big part of what it is, especially the fact that the original founders were the four of us, that the Father has been very clear on, is it's not just about Forum 12. It's how do you do this together with him, leaning into him? You're fasting, you're praying. The relationships he has brought to Forum 12, mind-blowing. There's just last week alone, I mean, I'm jumping ahead of ourselves, but we as a team, Sunny and Jason included, we're all fasted and prayed, and each of us had a list of things like, Lord, we've got needs, one after another, after another. Very, very, very specific needs he started asking. And then again, these relationships of and then hearing, you know, you're talking to these people in different verticals, and the message starts getting the same. You can just see the Spirit speaking to all these people who are hungry and on fire and want to just reach the lost. And you're like, we're all like, you know, we're in the flow, as my sister-in-law would like to say, you know, when we're all hearing the voice, that still small voice saying the same thing. It's just a beautiful thing to watch and be a part of, and knowing and realizing, okay, this is where he has us. When these confirmations keep happening, you know, in the gentle way he confirms us sometimes, and we don't even realize we're needing confirmation. And you're like, thank you. Thank you, Father.
It's God, man. Guys, this is so beautiful. I really would like to bring the other guys on really fast, okay?
Yes.
So Jason Flegel, the cool cat. Here we go. How you doing, brother? How you doing?
Good. Thank you so much, Christian. I am honored to be here. So great to be with you.
An honor for me, man. Look at your setup in the back. I love the whole Instagram thing going on. Can I just ask you, do you have it connected? Is there lights flashing from that?
So yeah, I have like the Wi-Fi controlled little outlet that I can switch it on and off, but I do not have my phone nearby. I've tried to minimize my distractions, so it's away.
Next time, bro, I'm gonna get you on. Yeah, you're gonna have to.
My wife purchased this like name neon sign for me. I think my last birthday. And it was so awesome. She's like, because I had a missing spot. And she's like, oh, you need a neon sign right there. So I don't have it on because it's like actually too bright unless I'm using like a DSLR camera to adjust the light. So
cool, man. So we've heard from the power couple, my brother. I just want to know about your experience working with the team. You know, I've read a bit about you, and I know you've made a ton of money for people. So talk to us about your experience, what God has put on you. You know, what is your visionary capacity for what is God has in your heart and as well?
Well, there's a lot to unpack, and it's hard to do in such a short amount of time. But, you know, God brought me to the mix and to join the team at, I think, the right exact time. You know, it was something I was praying for and actively seeking. I come from a really strong background in digital marketing, tech, computer programming, and also Web3. So I got involved in Web3 in like 2012, and early with Bitcoin and Ethereum. But I saw so much of this potential being used for the kingdom. I grew up as a Christian, but I didn't take my faith actively seriously until like 16, 17, where I almost died in a car accident. I rededicated my life at that point to do everything for God's glory, not for my own. So I kind of have seen like Web3 technology being this amazing tech that can really unite and bring Christians together in a way that we've never seen, a way to connect people, to communicate, to transact, for, you know, financial data, for ownership. So a lot of this was happening where I was heavily involved in doing consulting work for a few different Web3 companies. And God just dropped this vision of really wanting to bring Christians together using Web3. And I'm like, God, where are these people? There are so many Christians out there that like say they want to do this, but they're not actually serious. They're not like taking dedicated steps. And I literally saw Luke and Jen's daughter, Abby, Richie, post in one of the Christian kingdom building Slack groups. I think it was Faith Tech or Kingdom Builders with Indigidus. And I saw that they were building something called Carbon 12. And they had this big vision with Forum 12. And I read through the white paper. I'm like, ah, this is not crappy. Like, this is actually pretty good. So I reached out to Abby and I'm like, hey, can we have a chat? Like, I love what you're doing. And then after we connected, she's like, oh, you got to meet my family, you know, my dad and mom, Luke and Jen. And then long story short, yeah, God opened up the doors to join the team. So I really see this technology being revolutionary to uniting Christians mm-hmm. together, educating on how we can have more of a kingdom impact and focus mm-hmm. and prioritizing on that impact. Like, how can we actually facilitate this, yeah. this good sharing the gospel and then this life-changing work that God can do through us. And ultimately, it can be done through a lot of these Web3 mechanisms. So I am honored and blessed and very humbled to be a part in all of this, but it's been a wild ride and it's not going to let up anytime soon. No,
it's not. You know, you guys have a big, big destiny ahead of you. God has shown me that this time that we're in is literally that you're all founding fathers and mothers of things. Mm-hmm. That's what you're mm-hmm. straight up. Guys, you're founding fathers and you're setting the foundation for the kingdom to expand off of. So you got to get it right. It's got to be perfect.
Yes.
Because if one drop is off, guess what? There's a flaw in there and people can mess it up. But you guys are doing it 100%, hearing the voice of God, going each step after another. You're doing it. So I'm super proud of you. Hats off to you guys. You know, I was actually on a challenge yesterday and the day before with Irvin Garcia and Dominic Loena from Gloco Podcast. Mm-hmm. Guys, they are so on fire for God as well. But I see even Kingdom Warriors, Eric Skullin. Mm-hmm. Guys, all of you guys are coming together, you know, and you're bringing up a massive movement. And I don't know if you fully see this, but there's a massive responsibility that God is placing on you right now, right? It's far bigger than just you, you know? So I just encourage you to continue to stay in faith. And it's just going to go places you never even thought of. I'm telling you, beyond what you can imagine. And I see tons of people coming for you. I really do. So guys, really hats off to you. It's an absolute honor to have you on the show. I'm just going to bring Sunny on now. Brother, how you doing?
Hey, my brother from another mother. How are you?
Yeah, that's so good, man. You know, Mr. Chief Marketing Officer, yeah. You know, I resonate with you tons. I do tons of tech stuff and marketing and so on, you know, and I love your whole vibe, you know. I love your vibe. You. Just make me feel like a gangster myself. But
spiritual gangster.
So, brother, talk to us about your experience as well. Tell us a bit about your testimony, how your involvement with the guys has really expanded your vision for what you're doing personally and also your walk with God. And tell us a little bit about what's coming up for the Web 3.0 Summit.
Yeah, absolutely. I got into Bitcoin and cryptocurrency in 2020. And that's also the year I got saved. So a lot happened that year. I sold my home. I went through a divorce. It was just a really tough time for me. But everything was coming together and meeting at this in this one year. My walk with God was very limited. You know, in college, I got pulled in a couple study groups, but I wasn't really paying attention. You know, I was just sinning. I was partying. I was doing cocaine. I was drinking. I was dating a lot of women. But all I was looking for was that love, you know, that love that I didn't get as a child. I come from humble beginnings, and we were really, really poor. So my whole mentality was to set myself up and the children that I didn't have at the time, so that they didn't have to go through what I went through as a child, right? But I was still maintaining these relationships with my parents and pushing forward. And even as a child, I was getting pulled out of circumstances with my parents and the environments that I was in, right? You could call these places like the ghetto, right? I was living in this environment, and God pulled me out by using my aunts and my grandma who took me in as a young child. So God has always been a part of my life. I just didn't know it until 2020 mm-hmm. after getting saved and after going on this walk with other Christian brothers and sisters. I started to talk about these things and it started to be revealed like, oh man, there's a lot of people that are going through this and there's an answer. It's Jesus Christ, right? Mm-hmm. So I started entering into these groups, these men's groups. I got into a discipleship group and really started to learn a lot about myself and our Father. And then fast forward a little bit through 2020, I sold my home. So I was sitting on some cash and I was like, what am I going to do with this? So I started researching Dave Ramsey and annuities. And oh boy, you can get 3% back on your return. after you pay half of that, you know, so you really get 1.5%. Oh my, I'm really going to be able to do things with this. So then my buddy called this meeting on Google Meets and he started talking about Bitcoin. We're like, wait a minute, you can just transfer this thing? Like, what is it backed by? You know, the typical questions that everybody has, especially a lot of Christians these days, it's a scam. There's no way. And I just took a chance. So I bought my first Bitcoin and doubled it within a month. And I'm all in. So just started learning more and more about it. Fast forward to May, and I was working with AAA, and I was doing okay, right? But the schedule was tough on my family. I have a wife, and we have three children. And one of our sons goes to school about an hour away, so there was a conflict in scheduling. It was paying okay, but it wasn't, you know, I needed to look for something that was more sustainable. In addition to that, I love everything blockchain. I love crypto. I love Web3. I love, you know, everything that it stands for. So we fasted. I was praying with my brothers, and they said, you need to have some focused prayer. You need to fast on it. And I did. And me and my wife talked about what we're going to fast for and what we're going to pray for. And within days, within 48 hours, Luke reached out to me as we were driving down to get married. He reached out to me and said, hey, I found your resume. I think you would fit perfect in this role that we're looking for in marketing. And it was an answered prayer, but literally it checked off every single box that me and my wife spoke about. And Luke even came in with an offer greater than I threw out. Right. So I said, oh, yeah, I would work for this amount. And he said, no, we're going to give you more. And it was the exact number that my wife told me to ask for. But I'm like, I'm not going to ask for that number. God already had it taken care of. And it was just amazing how it all played out. And here we are. But we have a lot of work to do. You know, we've been back to back all day, Jason and I, and I know Luke and Jennifer have, and we're just grinding right now. There's a huge vision. We got so many things that we need to accomplish as we enter into 2023. And we're just working behind the scenes. We're fasting again this week. We fasted last week. We know how important it is to press to God to get the wisdom and to get the answers in the direction. And that's where we're at right now. So just really blessed to be a part of this team, because everybody feels like we're in the season of serving and giving right now. We're all aligned with that spirit. And it's just amazing to be a part of.
So good, brother. You know, my testimony has a bit of elements from yours as well. You know, I myself, I was actually addicted to coding. I was addicted to coding, right? I was on painkillers for so long, days and days, you know. And God said, cold turkey, get off.
Wow.
Cold turkey. Wow. Oh my goodness, I had withdrawal like crazy.
Oh yeah,
I bet.
It was bad, man. And you know, the whole shebang, man, university, woman, all this stuff, you know. And so I hear you, know, I completely hear you. God takes you and he positions you and he's with you throughout it, even when you're messing up.
Yeah.
He's with you. But then he takes you and he elevates you to where he really wants you to. And that's where all of you guys are going now. So guys, I really want to talk to you now about the meat of it all. So I want to know a little bit about Hologram and Gravity Jack. So I'm just going to do a little bit of a free for all. Whoever wants to go ahead and talk about it. But if you want to go ahead and start, Luke or Jason, I'm just going to ask, tell us about Hologram. What is that? What's the vision for that?
Well, Hologram as a technology is, it's the capability for users to record and create their own content in augmented reality. So Gravity Jack is a company where, you know, we've got a great patent portfolio, makes really good money, but it actually makes money making content. So, we, you know, we've done platform plays and some other things, but really what it boils down to is the money we make comes from making content for, you know, Jed Dave, some of our clients. I'm not on the sales side, so
we're doing stuff with Meta, Oculus right now, Lincoln, yeah. Ford, Oscar Mayer, Kraft, yeah, all kinds of fun stuff. Intel.
Talk to us a bit about the strategy behind this, Jen. The strategy
behind
Hologram, specifically for the Web3 movement of it all, the integration of crypto and so on, NFTs into that. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, I'll start and you guys can kick it off. The beautiful part about Hologram, well, there's the social element of it, right? And currently with social, you've got TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, et cetera. And who owns all that content? They do. Who makes money off of all of the content we create? They do. And so the whole idea of Web3, it flips all that on its head, where we're the content creators. We're now the content owners. We're able to, you know, I feel like Web 2.0 or what social is doing presently is the world's way. You know, Web 3 and the new way of hologram and social is like the kingdom way where we have our content. But it's a way of believers and non-believers alike to be on this platform. We've got the capture method that Luke's talking about and creating these essentially holograms of yourselves, giving hopefully testimonies. There's all kinds of things they can post, but we want these people's testimonies. They're real stories. That's what speaks to people. Yeah. And having these stories pop up or, you know, bubble to the surface and in the proper curation, you know, content curation system with different types of liking mechanisms tied behind the scenes with, you know, a crypto element to it. There's just a lot of different pieces of that, but it's taking social, it's taking the technology of AR, it's merging it, marrying it with Web3 and hopefully in and through that spreading the message of the gospel through individuals posting their own testimonies where we can start filtering it through addiction. You can start filtering it through, you know, any kind of things you're struggling. There's divorce, there's struggles with your kids. There's all of these things that we go through, struggles in life. And if you can filter things that you're seeing based on these emotional connections that can speak to you and ultimately let the Holy Spirit speak into you, it's like a mic drop win in my book.
And you're about to see, augmented reality really like step into its time on the planet, because Apple's about to release its glasses. I know Snap's been investing billions in it. And, you know, I've got a pair right here. These are Microsoft's HoloLens. You know, you would never wear these around, but Apple's are going to be pretty small. They're going to be for home use. So they're not going to be something you'd wear to the mall. But now imagine you put these on and now standing in your living room. So you're still in your living room environment, augmented reality. It's not virtual reality, but now you're watching testimonies and you're watching testimonies from around the world. And you can walk around that person because they're actually like they're projected there like Princess Leia coming out of R2-D2. And that's really the technology we're working on, the God-born visions that we had on how to do that with cell phones. So my mom will be able to literally make, you know, 3D recordings of herself and post it into this platform. But we really want to focus it into a testimony, a method of capturing testimony, because the one thing that's cool about when you watch something in VR or AR, you have an emotional response like you were there. Now you don't like people can watch this video all day long and they can hear my testimony. Their brain's not going to process it the same as if I was sitting at the table with them or, and this is the same, this is our science here. My brain's going to see it exactly the same if I'm watching it in AR or VR, because there's a spatial element to it. And our brains store and process everything with a Z coordinate. It's just the way we were designed. So when we do this, what's going to happen when you watch 9 testimonies in a row about suicide, if you're struggling with that, or depression, or you've lost a child? Like, what's going to happen when you see what Jesus does and you're hearing and seeing real people? We believe we're going to be a part of that billion soul harvest.
Oh yeah. You know, I just want to understand something quickly. Are you guys up to the point where there's like haptic feedback kind of thing on wearing some kind of
I can take that one. We actually, again, Gravity Jack's been around since 2009. We got patents in it in the AR space and VR as well. Or no, not patents in VR, but we're very well versed in VR. And we actually got to go test haptics. It's HAPTX. It's the closest to haptics feedback you've got. And they use an air compressor to give the feedback in the gloves. Yeah. You got a big hose coming out your back and a, you know, big unit. So we're a ways off until it's mainstream. But it was cool. It was cool to demo.
So good, guys. So good. So guys, we actually were meant to be fully talking about the bigger vision here, right, today. And so the 1 billion soul harvest. Where did that come from for you guys? Because I know for myself, God has just told me this is going to be the best time in history ever. It has been, literally. And so I think it was Bob Jones who really talked about it, the 100-year prophecy, you know, every 10 years something phenomenal is going to be happening. But specifically this billion soul harvest, if, whoever wants to go ahead and take it, go ahead.
So we didn't know that there was prophecy around this. We didn't know anything about it. I was standing out in that area with Abby. And she's like, Dad, well, like how many souls do we want? Cause we were talking about creating like a ticker and like an internal one where we'd know if somebody had said yes to Jesus. We're just like paused there for a minute. And I go, 1 billion souls. And she's like, okay. So we just like, we're like, okay, a billion souls. So she puts that in the white paper. And then I have breakfast with my pastor the next morning, and he starts, he doesn't know this. He's just, you know, that we, I didn't even realize this was a moment yet. he starts telling me about Spokane and the healing rooms and some history about our John G. Lake here, you know, in the 1920s. And he goes, and there was a prophecy like 10 years before that. He goes, there's a prophecy in Spokane, not by John G. Lake, but that there would be a billion soul harvest. And at the time that the prophecy was given in like 1908 or whatever it was, again, it's close to that. He's like, there was only like 2 billion people on the planet. So it was a really weird prophecy. People thought it was kind of strange. And in that same prophecy was that Spokane would have the healing room. So, and that was only a decade later. And so I'm like, oh, I go, you never believe this. I said that to Abby yesterday. And then the next day, the Chosen comes out with their shirt that says billions. And then we're watching a Mike Bickle with my sister. And it's his Friday night service. So this is all happening within a 3-day period. Where, you know, we're at my sister's watching Mike Bickle, who I just love. And he starts talking about, he just pauses in the middle of a sermon. And he's like, the Spirit's saying there's a billion souls coming to the harvest. Yeah. And we're like, wow, we just go crazy. So that was my introduction to it. Yeah. And then now I see it, of course, everywhere. Like there's the Spirit is speaking that clearly. They're coming.
Amen.
It so is what, funny afterwards, all these different conversations, you hear people talking about the billion. I'm like, we just have no idea.
And from the outsider's kind of perspective too, coming in after, you know, God dropped this mission and vision to Jen and Luke and Carrie and Brandon, you know, it's very exciting to see how God, the Holy Spirit, is literally opening up and communicating to other people around the world about the same exact things, especially in like meetings with speakers, organizations coming to the Web3 Christians and Web3 Summit. Like literally they're talking about things that Luke had dreams about, you know, Carrie and Brent, like it's just literally the only thing that can be explained is it's a God thing, like God bringing people together, talking about what's happening and what's coming.
So guys, I want to ask you, what is the plan to disciple those 1 billion soul hearts, those people? I mean, they need leaders. They need many leaders. Yeah. And I really believe that part of the calling that God has for me as raising up prophetic kingdom leaders are those kind of people who needs to lead those people. But specifically behind the technology of it all that you guys are setting up right now with this, with the Web3, how is that going to look? What is the vision that God has shown you?
This is one that, guys, if you want to answer too, just jump in. I actually had conviction over, because it was just months and months ago, I was meeting with the same pastor, and I was just telling him my personality type. I'm like, I'm just going to tag him and bag him and you disciple him. I'm like, I'll make sure they're a Christian, and like that's your problem, man. He's like, Luke, that's so unbiblical. He's like, that's not what the Word of God says. The Word of God says, go into all the world and make disciples. That's it. Like, it doesn't say tag and bag and then hand it off to Pastor Trevor. So I really started thinking about that. And it was that same week we started talking to another company called X Bible. And I don't know if I can announce this yet. I'm pretty sure I can. Jason,
yeah, go ahead.
Shaking your head, yes.
Do it.
So it was the same. We started looking at this application called X Bible, which is a methodology of studying the Bible, but connecting believers to. And it had a lot of crossover with what we want to do in Hologram in terms of the social networking pieces. But it's missing our crypto pieces. But it was probably just the coolest user experience and user interface I had ever seen, not only for studying the Word of God, but also social networking. I mean, the uniqueness in this blows TikTok out of the water. It blows Facebook out of the water. And it's all built around the Word of God. And so we kind of realized over time, not in just like a single moment, but that this is the way we disciple. And this is also the way we capture that content from the Christian community. And then we feed it into the world via this, you know, via a shared data source. So as you're creating holograms inside X Bible, and you're creating your testimonies, they're also shared inside the app Hologram. And we're uplifting that inside the world. So we're building for the world, but we're, you know, were sneak attacking them with yeah. gospel testimony. And so we just recently acquired that app. It's actually no more effort for us other than some of the Bible study features. Mm-hmm. But you'll read in our original white paper, you know, we're going to spread the gospel and testimony. And we always had the testimony piece really figured out. And the gospel piece was just kind of like, oh, yeah, we'll figure that piece out when we get there. We've raised our funds. But God just kind of aligned all these pieces. And so we see that as one mechanism for discipleship. I feel like there's still other components that are going to happen for local communities that maybe aren't even digital, that God's going to lay on people's hearts, because it's going to be something wild. You're going to have, you know, churches of 10 in Uganda and all these places around the world, because we're talking about a significant portion of the population coming to know Jesus.
Full clarity too, on just separating them out, Hologram is not a Christian social platform. Not that there's anything wrong with that at all, but I just want that to be very clear to any listeners that it is a new way of doing social, enabling these holograms, you know, having that crypto back behind the scenes, you're owning all of your own content, but it is for believers and unbelievers. We want them both there. Now, when they are hearing these testimonies and they're being drawn and they're hearing what's different, like you can see it in people's eyes. We were talking about it, you know, off stage beforehand, you can see the difference. You can see it in a testimony too, and you can see it in a video and in a hologram. And so when you click through, what is that difference? And you realize that they're a believer and it's drawn. And then it can say, come check out, you know, X Bible, not saying that's the name we might stick with, but come over here. And then you can meet other believers. And then it's, where can I go near me? What's, you know, and then from a discipleship perspective, you can kind of have different groups globally, because again, a billion people, 350 million in America, America's not really our target audience. You know, you're in Australia. What's your guys' population? Less than California, right? Less than 50 million. You're like California, New York. It's not our target market. Yes, mm-hmm. we're going to still go after them, but being aware of what does that mean to really reach them. And then, like you said, disciple them with people in their areas, in their regions, in their translations that are their heart languages, and, you know, connecting them digitally.
So, yeah. And to add too on to Luke and Jen's point there, the biggest, I think, part of the mission is, you know, impacting a billion souls. Like, we can't do that. It's God working through us. But more importantly, it's the body of Christ, the kingdom, coming together to say, hey, we don't know how to do this, but God called us to do discipleship. And we've already started having those conversations with people who are amazing. God has gifted them with the ability to be amazing at discipling young new Christians or even more mature Christians, but they're like, we don't have the tech side, we don't know how to do this, but you guys do, so how can we take this and integrate it to what we're doing? So that's also the really big part that I see God working here, is like, hey, we can take what you're building or already working with other collaborators or partners at Forum 12 to have this even greater impact. So, you know, at all levels, if there's people listening, it's like, oh, you don't need to be, you know, like a Compassion International or a really large organization. You can be just a person there in your local area that's like, I want to share the gospel. How can I take these tools to share it? And now we've got this ability to be like, again, it's like I hear this analogy all the time. Jen, Luke, and Sonny hear it all the time when I talk about it. But God said to Moses, what do you have in your hand? And it was that staff that he had. And literally God is saying to us now, what do you have in your hand? And it's these technologies, it's these pieces of Web3 tech now that we can share and give to other people. And God's going to do miracles through them that we can't even comprehend. So that's the idea where I really see, yeah, we've got some internal projects, but more importantly, there's people in Africa and all parts of the world now that are like, how can we partner with you and take what you have with this tech, or how can we build something and then have this, you know, the body work together to share the gospel?
Yeah, that's powerful, man. So Sonny, tell me about the evangelical call for this, right? For those who want to evangelize through this new platform that you guys are building out, what's that going to look like, right? Because if right now people, they just jump on there, they go live, they share their testimony. Is there something else that God has shown you in the things that you're doing that they can start to use, and even to monetize them, their own content that they're creating, so they have finance coming in for that, sharing out the gospel and the testimonies and things like that.
Yeah, the beauty of Hologram is it comes with technology that no other platform is going to have. So there has to be something like, why would people use Hologram? And it's going to be the 3D augmented reality that you're going to be able to create and then share it. But just as you alluded to, you know, we're going to be able to NFT that content, right? So as we talked about, how are we going to disciple? Because that is an important question that we ask even at the church level, as I'm involved with ministry, is people are saved, but now what? Right? Because what happens to a lot of folks when they're newly saved is they go back right into it. I know I did. I bounced in and out of the church for months. So it's like, now what? So we need to come up with that game plan to secure those folks and put them in good hands. And as Jason alluded to, we're having all these conversations with folks. Is even today we're having conversations with folks who are going to take on helping us with creating a documentary, right? And they have resources. They have a production crew. So that's, we have to approach this when it comes to discipleship by everybody coming together collectively, you know, accomplishing and helping out with this billion soul harvest. But to answer your question, Hologram is going to attract a lot of users. We can NFT the content. People are going to be able to monetize their posts and their videos and then donate that to churches and organizations. An extension of that, we're creating a DAO right now. So we have a mechanism within our smart contract on Carbon 12 that's going to put aside 2% of all the transactions into a wallet, and it's all going to be automated. You can see, you can view this contract on GitHub, and then it's going to automatically fund organizations and charities, right? And that's going to help expand, you know, and have a greater social impact on this world. So we are going to launch this, and people are going to be able to view this on our summit. So it's just something that we're adding into the contract that should attract users, because we're, you know, it's transparent. You can see it on the ledger, and it's all automated.
So that's your own cryptocurrency for this, right?
C12. Yeah. So yeah, because the cryptocurrency Carbon 12 is going to be the one that we're going to utilize within Hologram. So that's going to be the go-to currency on that platform. Yeah. And through that, through people transacting it and using it, you know, it's going to be able to, we're going to be able to fund more social impact endeavors through that. And like I said, it's going to be automated. We're going to create a DAO where people can vote on what endeavors we fund that's going to help humanity.
You know, I always try to encourage the audience to find kingdom and Christian projects that they can invest into, that they can see the progression and where it's going, you know, and the whole plan laid out for them, you know. And so you guys are just like a sure bet from God for me, you know. And so it's wonderful what you guys are doing. So I just want to wrap up really quickly. Jason, I want you just to tell us a little bit about advising people how they can actually start to get into the Web 3.0 space, start their own projects. How can they go about doing that? And whatever vision that they have, how can they combine it and use that technology to...
Yeah, good question. So two pieces to unpack there. Usually it comes back to, you know, understand what God feel like, understand and unpack where God is calling you right now. Because every person has different skill sets, a background, you know, even us on the team, I think you can kind of see it, you know, Sunny with marketing, me with growth, Luke and Jen, we have different things that God has gifted us and blessed us with, where it's like, what are those interests that you enjoy? I can guarantee you there's a Web3 project out there that has some of those interests and, you know, things that you want to spend your time on. Me personally, I loved PFP NFT projects, so the profile picture NFT projects. So when I was first learning about crypto, you know, we didn't have NFTs at that point, but I was like looking and wanting to explore digital currencies. So I heard about this thing called Bitcoin, and I just learned more research. I did, you know, Googling. So usually it comes back to identify who you are, what kind of skill sets you have, what do you feel God is calling you to do, and then kind of dive in, like go Google or go use ChatGPT now to type in. The AI tool, the free AI tool is amazing for those who haven't tested it out. There's a lot of amazing abilities there to even explore Web3. Like I typed in the other day, you know, break down Web3 for me, and it breaks down Web3 in super simple, easy to understand ways. So like things like that, it's like, how do you go learn about it? I type in YouTube, like, what is ChatGPT or all these other things? That's usually a good starting point. Find out, you know, who, what you want to spend your time on, connect with the right community, and then kind of just understand who they are, read the white paper. You know, I think Sunny would agree with this too, because, you know, we've been both in Web3 for a while. You know, you look at the white paper, you know, you get to know their team, you get to know, you know, what they're trying to do, the mission behind it, understand if they're, if it's a token project, you know, are the tokenomics the right, done the right way. There's a lot of trust credibility that goes into that. But usually the community is a good deciding factor from that. And even what we're seeing now with, you know, I've been working with a lot of secular Web3 projects. It is so not, it's funny, but not funny at the same time, because so many of them are like biblical. They're having this relationship building process biblically, but they don't even realize it. It's like how we build relationships as human beings. Traditional Web3 and crypto and NFT projects are doing that so well. And it comes into the discipleship perspective. So yeah, that's where I would say the best advice is kind of hop in there. But yeah, Sunny, feel free. I know you've got a lot of experience in this space. You know, what kind of advice that you would have to share with everyone?
Yeah, I would just stay active in communities, jumping on Twitter spaces, keeping your ear to the streets, as they say. There's a lot of projects out there, a lot of influencers that follow and provide a lot of good intel and alpha. But yeah, just be involved in communities. Just, you know, participate in launches, participate in pre-sales, in NFT mints. Like, just really get involved from a project from the ground floor, you know, and just be a part of it, even if you're not fully engaged, and just see how the community is communicating. And what it takes for a project to be successful. Like, just get in there, buy a ledger, get on a couple different exchanges, you know, transfer some tokens around, just play with it, mess around with DeFi, you know, go do some staking and provide some liquidity, go lose some money, you know, and make some money too, right? But
there you go.
Just be involved. Just be involved.
Yeah, there's a, so I don't, Sean Spicy, who we've talked to and worked with a little bit, he's done a lot of kind of promotion of events for Kingdom Web3 projects. He's the creator of something called Web3Simplified.xyz, I think, is the website. Yeah. So it's a very good kind of breaking down everything in Web3 to the complicated kind of technical pieces into super simple to understand ways. So that might be a good resource. Yeah, if you're literally just getting started, to check that out. And then all on carbon12.co, on our FAQ page, we have a lot of resources on there that kind of help answer questions and videos. So yeah, if you're looking for more of the tactical kind of answers there, those are usually some good places to start.
Good stuff, guys. So just to wrap it up, guys, just how can we go deeper with you? Well, how can we learn about Forum 12? And just real fast, tell us about the Web 3.0, how they can actually be involved in that. If they live in the area, how can they come? And if they can't, what can they do?
Yeah, the best places are to go to the websites. So forum12.com is our parent organization, the organization focused on impacting a billion souls, helping lead them to the kingdom. Carbon12.co is our token project, and then hologram.com, I believe, is the hologram website. But the Christians in Web3 Summit is an in-person event and also a digital event. So if you can't make it in person, we are going to be using GatherTown actually for the digital side of things. So if you can't make it in person, you don't have an excuse. You can come digitally. So go to forum12.com, and up top we have a banner to go to the direct page, but it's forum12.com/web3-summit. And there's links on there with more information about the event. It's focused on uniting the body, educating, and then really focusing on impact. How can we work together in all of our different facets and skill sets to build the kingdom using Web3 technologies?
That's it.
I would say too, there's so many amazing minds that are in the kingdom coming to this. I mean, what's God going to do when we get like 50 people that are like the greatest thought leaders in, you know, the world really in Web3, but love Jesus, like passionately love Jesus. And I wasn't including me in that group, by the way. I mean, there's literally people coming that I'm just like, wow, I can't believe that guy's coming. And it's just going to be wild.
Bethel Tech, awesome. Christian Vision, yeah, exactly. Public Squared, so many leaders in the space, not even just in Kingdom Web3 projects, but just in general, leaders around the world coming.
Guys, I would love for one of you guys to pray us out before we go, but specifically pray for people to be understanding and expectant of how big this truly is, because it really is far beyond what they can imagine right now. And people still have this skepticism to them about crypto and it's a scam and this and that. So yeah, just pray us out. Anyone who wants to go for it, just go.
Yeah, I can pray us out.
Go ahead, man.
Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this opportunity with Kirshen, honoring the call and the mission that you've given to him to unite people together through Heaven's Entrepreneurs. I pray a special prayer, a blessing, protection on every single one of the listeners, the watchers all around the world, wherever you're at. You know that God has a special purpose and a call on your life. And we are just excited and humbled and, expectant of this calling being unlocked in your life and in all of our lives. I pray a prayer of special protection and blessing and bind, Satan, any of these attacks that come against us as Christians that we are in the world. I pray a prayer of, bringing us together, focused on uniting, learning how we can all have a part in this. You know, God said that we come into the kingdom for such a time as this, and now is that time that God is going to open up and use these technologies in new ways that we can't comprehend. God, I ask that you continue to protect and bless Kirshen with everything that he's doing. I pray that our team continues to have the divine wisdom and guidance as we live out this call that you've called us to, and every listener, that you open up those right opportunities and doors for them to get involved in areas that you've called them to be involved. If they are meant to come to the summit, I pray blessing on them, making the way for them to come and hear from all of these amazing leaders and speakers and organizations from around the world coming together to learn how we can use these tools. These are tools that you have given to us, and ultimately you're going to work through them in new ways that we can't even imagine. I ask all of this in Jesus' name. I pray that we have this amazing event coming up. Continued blessing on Heaven's Entrepreneurs and all of you listening, that God continues to protect you and bless you and all that you do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Guys, thank you so much. It has been an honor and a privilege. I need to get each of you individually on here because I just know you guys have amazing testimonies, amazing stories to share. So guys, thank you again. Really appreciate it. God bless, guys. Thank you.
Have a good day.
Christians, we spend our time debating pre-trib, post-trib, or squabbling over if Jesus ate meat or not. We need to refocus our attention. People will spend the rest of eternity in a never-ending hell while we are fighting, manipulating, and disarming fellow Christians over things that do not matter when compared to leading billions of souls to the kingdom of heaven. What happens when we throw our differences aside and work together with what God has given us? True power. The infighting stops, the heavens open up, and we coordinate faster than Jesus turning water into wine. Now that's a force to be reckoned with. Ready for battle, ready for glory. Christians were made to work together. Join us on January 25th, 2023 in Tulsa, Oklahoma for the first ever Christians in Web3 Summit. Learn from powerful speakers on how cutting-edge technology such as NFT, augmented reality, emerging tech, blockchain, marketing, and inspiration can impact the body of Christians and non-believers globally. The Christians in Web3 Summit is sponsored by Forum 12, a team of faith-based futurists with an apostolic mission to build the kingdom of God by positioning the church on the cutting edge of technology. We are bringing 1 billion people to Jesus by pioneering new ways to share the word through contextualizing Web3 tools to suit ministries and churches to help spread the gospel. Join Christians in Web3 Summit hosted by Forum 12. Claim your tickets now or online before they're all gone.